The Parade of the Buddhas Triptych. The genesis of any major world religion necessitates its integration into the prevailing social, political, and cultural structure. Circumstances surrounding the colorful religious festivals of China's Northern Wei period reveal just such an occurrence. Tracing the evolution of the integration of Buddhism in this historic period reveals how the foreign religion traveled up the Silk Road from India and was assimilated into the local culture. The first Buddhist temple in China was dedicated at Luoyang, circa 67 Common Era, some 500 years after Sakyamuni Buddha's actual death. Over the next several centuries, more than 1,000 temples and monasteries sprang up in and around this, the newly established Northern Wei capital. When Emperor Xuanwu ascended the throne, his acceptance of Buddhism as his personal religion encouraged an annual celebration commemorating the Buddha's birth. The phenomenon that emerged was a grand and vibrant parade of carriages submitted by the numerous monasteries, each of which displayed a statue of the Buddha. Eyewitnesses to these celebrations describe the following festive scene. Gold-colored flowers reflecting the dazzling sunlight and the bejeweled canopies over the carriages for the images floated in the clouds. Banners were as numerous as trees in a forest, and incense smoke was as thick as a fog. Indian music and the din of chanted Buddhist scriptures moved heaven and earth alike. Wherever variety shows were performed, there was congestion. Renowned monks and virtuous masters, each carrying a staff, formed a throng. The Buddhist devotees and their companions in the law, holding flowers, resembled a garden in bloom. Carriages and horses choked traffic and jostled each other. The popularity of these events with the local people, joined by pilgrims and nomads from throughout Central Asia, underscores the cultural, political, religious, social, and artistic significance of Buddhist birthday celebrations to the religion taking root in medieval China.